A new attack has targeted Iranian media outlets in Damascus. At midnight, two young men approached to the SNG vehicle, which provides services to Press TV and Al Alam offices in Al Mazi area. One of them quickly attached an explosive device underneath it and ran away. Security personnel saw them coming close to the vehicle on cameras, but the explosion happened before they could prevent it. The device was remotely detonated.
We were monitoring the situation on the cameras when two men came near the SNG vehicle. We rushed downstairs, but they detonated the device before we reached the vehicle.
No one was hurt as a result of the blast. However, the vehicle and the devices inside it were destroyed. Several other vehicles surrounding the residential area were also damaged. Nevertheless, security personnel dismantled another explosive device planted on the entrance of the building, weighing about 10 kilograms of highly explosive material. The attack came following a series of death threats to head of Press TV and Al Alam offices in Damascus, Hussein Murtada, who said such acts would never stop conveying the reality of events on ground.
This vehicle provides services to several Iranian TV channels. They want to silence Iranian media because it conveys the reality on ground. Speaking of the truth does not serve foreign-backed militants here who threatened us many times. I reaffirm that we will continue our job professionally despite all what is happening.
On the 26th of September, Murtada was shot by foreign-backed militants while covering an attack on the chief of staff office in Damascus. Press TV's correspondent Maya Nasser was also shot dead. It is yet another attack on Iranian media in Damascus, but clearly not the first, aiming at silencing its voice. However, conveying the truth about Syria's unrest will continue despite all difficulties and threats. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.